The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Tuesday in the octave of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Van Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. In chapter 20 of his Gospel, St. John describes Mary Magdalene's encounter with the angel at Christ's tomb on Easter Sunday morning. Mary had gone there with a few others to complete the unfinished preparations for the proper burial of Jesus' body. But upon arrival at the tomb, the women find it opened and the body of Jesus missing. While the other women rush back to Jerusalem to inform the apostles of what they have found, Mary remains at the tomb weeping. We can imagine her sorrow. She had been a devoted disciple of Christ and had attended to his needs during his public ministry. Mary had persevered to the end, standing at the foot of the cross during Jesus' final agony, accompanying him and the Virgin Mary and St. John and a few others. Over the next couple days following the Lord's death and burial, she probably didn't get much sleep, if any. Nevertheless, despite her exhaustion, grief, and sorrow, Mary rushed to the tomb at the first possible moment. But finding it empty, her astonishment was real, and it was about to grow more intense. St. John describes the scene in chapter 20. As she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. The details of Mary's encounter with the angels and the risen Lord affirm the historicity of the resurrection and of the identification of the tomb with that which has been traditionally revered as Christ's burial place. As was typical with other tombs, the Holy Sepulchre was carved in stone and had two chambers. The outer room was a place where the body could be prepared for burial and where family could subsequently meet when they visited the burial place of their family members. And the inner chamber is where the body would be placed. It typically had two niches carved in the walls, one on each side of a central space. The tomb in which Jesus was buried was new, according to the scriptures, and apparently incomplete, since only one of the side niches, that on the right, had been carved out. The angels were sitting there. Jesus' tomb faced east, and Mary arrived in the early morning as the sun was rising, and since she had been crying, her eyes were filled with tears, blurring her vision. And when the man whom Mary thought was the gardener appeared, Mary was in the dark outer chamber of the tomb, the sun was in her eyes as she looked out the door, and the supposed gardener was lit from behind, so that she could only see his outline, his face being in shadow. All of these details, taken together with the other observations found in the other three Gospels, reinforce the historical reliability of the resurrection accounts in the Gospel. We should never doubt them, and they're recorded precisely so that we might believe and come to that life of faith which so animated St. Mary Magdalene and inspired her fidelity. God bless you.